Seltzer Kings Podcasts.
Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Welcome to another episode of The Adventures of Danny and Mike, wherein the fellows discuss Danny's underarms, mascotting, and Mike's barbecue challenge. All that and special guest comedian Josh Lay. Now play the music, Sparty. How's your pits today, Dan?
Oh, man, they're not good.
How are the pits?
Pits are never good.
Are they moist?
I don't ever use antiperspirant or deodorant, for that matter.
Really?
I haven't used deodorant since I was like 23 or 24 years old.
So 2 years.
I swear to God.
This is a bit.
It's not a bit. This is 100%.
Is this a bit?
This is 100% for real.
He went on tour with Ozzy.
No.
And never again.
No? And how long have you known me, Josh, and you've never thought I had a stinky problem?
Well, I've never... You know, like,
but now,
got in
now
there.
You're gonna think about it.
Yeah, now.
Yeah,
I'm
but dude, if you're afraid that because I've never used deodorant,
wait, you seriously like, don't.
But I don't use it.
You know, I've noticed.
I used to use it. I don't use it.
I've noticed that Josh though is.
I know. I do not use deodorant or antiperspirant.
He's pretty much a fist bump guy and not a chest bump guy. And I remember when you guys first met, you were guys like we're always about chest bumps.
Yeah,
so you've really evolved now to just fist bumps.
Yeah,
and sometimes it's like distance daps. It's like yeah, and so you're not even touching really.
Well.
So you might want to think about it. And you know what?
I don't want it.
You know what's great?
I don't want it.
I've noticed that Danny never complains about not getting a seat on the train.
I don't.
he's always like, yeah, man, I got a seat on the train, and actually no one actually came into my swinging envelope.
You know what? Here's the deal. Here, you Josh, all you
Josh
want,
and me.
But Josh is the one
that's
right
actually,
here.
We're gonna joshing for a full 60 minutes today.
We will be joshing for a full 60 minutes, but because he is so dumbfounded that I don't wear that shit,
I feel
like because it's not good for you, man.
No, but I wear the Toms. Which I guess is kind of like wearing nothing.
I mean,
what do you wear?
Like the
what do you wear?
Like the sneakers?
No, the toothpaste.
I don't think it's good to wipe shit over your lymph nodes, bro.
What's that?
I don't think it's good to be wiping anything.
I wear Allbirds antiperspirant pads underneath my arms. They're just wool sponges.
Pit pads?
They're just wool sponges that you change. I actually have 7 of them, so I just change them once a week.
Did you all ever do in middle school? Get the toilet paper tube? Yeah, and you'd like put it under your armpits so that you didn't sweat on your...
Just Danny.
Put the actual toilet paper
roll? The cardboard.
Roll?
Like the cardboard roll?
Like a wad.
No wads. I've used
paper towels before.
Dan's like, I've used paper towels, vellum.
I only said one thing, Mike.
Mimeograph.
If I had said one more, then you could go into that joke. Yeah. But I just said one. I've used paper towels.
Toilet paper.
And I've wiped my armpits with my own shirts before.
Take home assignments.
Every single test I failed, I stuck in my armpit.
Papers I got an F on.
I feel like I'm looking at you through the... like. I feel like I can only.
We're in it. It's for the listener.
Can you slouch like that?
It's like you guys are working in the construction yards of Singapore.
That is so much better.
Yeah, this is nice.
Yeah,
you know it's so it's
good.
So good.
I'm not longing for you anymore.
Wow.
This feels good.
Let's go revisit that before we do that. Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
Hi there.
And to his right, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
I'm just here for the fun.
That's right. And our guest for the entire hour. You know him, you love him, Mr. Josh Lay. How are you, Josh?
I'm doing good. You guys know
Welcome.
Me. You love me.
I know
I'm
you.
Old
I love
Greg.
You.
That, right? That was kind of the.
Oh, Greg, that was you. No,
I'm really coming out the gates hot with an old Greg reference from
Mighty Boosh.
We did it.
It's one of the best sketches of all time.
We did a convention with the Mighty Boosh.
We met a couple of people from Mighty Boosh. They're really nice.
Were they super nice?
Yes.
You know what though? Do you
good photographers?
I'm a huge fan of that sketch. But once I started looking at the other sketches, I was like, oh, that the bar was set way too high.
Somebody, well, yeah, somebody.
Shots fired.
Not shot. I'm just saying, like, yeah. Right? Hey, am I alone here? Do you all agree?
I mean,
somebody came to that con dressed as old Greg.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was perfect.
They really did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they look like old Greg?
They did look like old Greg. It was
all right, guys. Well, that's been the podcast.
That's it. Now with video.
It was a lady, yeah, and they were hanging out all night.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, what? Got a mangina. That's the.
Is that what that meant?
Bit. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, neither do I.
Yeah.
Not having been there. You sound Southern. I was. Are you from the South, Josh?
I am from the South.
We were in Pensacola, and this was the furthest South I had been for a comic book convention.
Yeah.
Right?
You guys hate the South, right?
No.
No?
No. No, I had Whataburger.
Whataburger.
I had Whataburger.
Where'd Whataburger start? I don't think that's South.
Texas?
Wisconsin?
I think it's Texas. I think you're right, because everything's on Texas toast.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and Texas.
One of the first checks against them when we went to that place, and I like dipped and went to a Jimmy John's.
Yeah.
That's also called Tamborelli's Folly.
Jimmy John's?
Yeah.
Tamborelli's Folly.
Mm-hmm.
It's very funny.
Anyway, you were saying, being from the South.
Yeah, being from the South. Yeah, that's it. I love it. But, you know, it's a love-hate. It's a love-hate.
How long have you been out of the South now?
13 years.
Hmm.
Some people say, I guess, that I don't have a Southern accent, but I think it's very clear. What do you guys?
Oh, it's
right?
Very clear.
It's very clear, right? Some people say, you know what I get from...
Are you
like
Canadian?
Some people, I get Australia. People are like, oh, are you from Australia?
Oh, am I?
And I'm like,
really?
Yeah.
From a Southern accent?
I think it's the beard. For the listener, Josh is sporting like a beard so Australian. Yeah. The only way it could be more Australian is if you put a fried egg on it and charge $1.99 more.
Oh, yeah? Wait, do Australians have beards?
Is that like an Outback thing? They charge you $3 for an egg?
I heard Five Leaves over by me has a really good burger, and then you can put a fried egg on the burger. And
$2?
That's supposed to be Australian. No,
two
probably bucks. For 20.
Yeah,
because
I was like, $2 actually to put an egg on, it's like a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, that's a good deal, boys.
$2 is just
wholesale on that egg.
$2 just to watch the chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Whataburger founded Corpus Christi, Texas.
Thank you.
Wow. Yeah,
well done.
First fact check of the day. Yeah. Speaking of Texas, I don't think we've gotten your input on when you guys did the Pete and Pete thing.
Austin escapades.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
this is like the Rashomon of Austin.
That was such a fun time.
So fun.
I was very impressed with the amount that Danny could drink and then get up and do anything.
Yeah.
Anything, let alone...
that's our Dan.
Let alone a panel, full... It was a full shoot day, right, Mike? It was
It's almost like... It's almost like you're making, like, I was Vegeta doing all these, like, cool moves and raising up my power level, and then Dan was just like, I'm wearing weighted clothing and took all this weighted clothing off all of a sudden. Like, I've been working hungover all day. My comedy is much better.
No, I think Mike, actually, I was, you know,
we had a good time.
I feel like even when you gracefully bowed out,
oh Lord,
we were, it's not like the party hadn't started. I mean, we were already getting in there when you left, which I thought was very professional, seeing as how
surrounded by
there's a lot of careers weighing on this,
surrounded by food money. Trucks. I knew it was just time to go lie down.
But it was the best time. It was so fun.
Okay, good night. We'll see you later. Bye.
Meet you in the lobby in 10.
Yeah, we pulled that move. How many? I think
every night we were there. Because, you know, you were doing more than your title.
How
many titles did you have, do you think?
Well, I only had one title.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Normally,
Josh had to bring
a separate suitcase for all the hats he was wearing in this production. He had a separate suitcase for so many
hats.
That's
always a great one. That's a great visual. You can always visualize
the
box of different hats.
Different
that you
hats
and then
have.
Opening the suitcase.
Bowler hat, right. Cowboy hat.
No, but one's
Cubs
a director,
hat.
One's a producer.
Mm-hmm. Bears hat.
You know what? I'll just wear the sweatshirt.
The Cubs
and
hat is the Cubs hat is fine.
Yeah, for the listener, Josh rolled in today with two different Chicago sports teams.
Yeah.
On his body.
Yep.
Do you agree with that, or do you think that's too much?
Yeah, why
I
Chicago?
I think it's too much.
Tennessee.
Vote now by pressing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah. So my dad grew up in Chicago. So growing up in Tennessee, WGN was the only thing on TV. So you either watched the Cubs or you didn't watch.
You listened to Harry Carey?
Oh, yeah. Come on. He's the best. I actually met my dad and I went to a little Cubs game and met Chip Carey. And what was the other guy's name? The other announcer with Harry?
Vin Scully?
Steve something. Steve. No.
Asshole.
What? They're contemporary. They're contemporaries. Yes. Not both in Chicago. Not both in Chicago. I'm sorry.
Anywho, well, you met him too. Yeah, I bet he was cool.
Yeah, he's cool. I don't know. That's not Jerry really a great story. Except that my dad got the surf and turf. And he's like, man, I'll get this surf and turf. And it ended up being $86.
Whoa.
And I was like, he's like, man, I ain't giving it away. And I was like, nope. And I'm paying for it. So
I hope you ate it all.
Dad.
Yeah. You ate it all? Good. Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah, it was great. So Harry Carey's $86 surf and turf.
Your dad's voice has got a hardcore drawl.
I don't know how to talk in real life because I think growing up around
those are your
dad,
examples.
Like I just, yeah, like I always say, what do I say wrong all the time? I say, we should have went, and my wife's always like, you should have gone. We should have gone, and I was like, well, we should have went over there.
Are you passing this on to your kids as well?
I don't know. Hopefully my kids won't go to Tennessee public schools.
Oh, Lord.
So they'll hopefully get some sort of education.
You think about Brooklyn public schools instead, or
I don't know, how are Brooklyn public schools?
I'm told they're good. I mean, I went to,
because where are you from?
I start in Brooklyn. I started at a public school and then went to a public school in Queens. They both were functional, you know what? Yeah. I mean, 10 fingers, 10 toes.
Yeah.
That's
now.
What's normal.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what's like, normal about us. That's what's normal
yeah,
about.
Yeah, as long as all the kids have all their extremities, then it's like A+.
I just worked outside my old high school on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, and it looked like the same guy who the Delicioso Coco Gelato guy. It looked like the same guy was working the same block as, and I was taken back in time. Surely, as if you heard the Sega.
Oh, come on.
Song when you turned
Sega.
On.
Sega.
When you turned was, on your, yeah.
I feel like that was a little high, right? It's like,
yeah. Who is flat? Who is flat?
Sega.
That's way too low.
Jeremy, take it from the top. Let's
Sega.
Do the reggae. Jeremy, let's do the reggae, yeah. Reggae one. Sega. 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 Sega.
Oh, that's
Sega.
Boy, that was
But I was taken back in time, and I swear that it's the same Delicioso. Coco Gelato man selling
Delicioso,
scraping the same
all,
ices.
When you all were doing Pete and Pete, did they like?
We still went to regular school. Yeah,
yeah. They didn't have like.
I still failed regular public school classes. Yes,
right.
I did too.
You did too. Mm-hmm. So you, but you
Jeremy
didn't have like
did
a
too,
teacher.
But he didn't have the excuse of being in the show.
No, we had tutored on set. Yeah,
yeah.
It just was useless.
What was that? I mean,
they tried.
Right? Because it's like,
tried,
what are they?
Mama tried.
You're a couple kids on set getting whatever you want.
Tutored,
they're like, but now homework, boys.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you have to get 20 minutes
of Twizzlers and then go study.
They give you like blocks. If you don't get 20 minutes at least, you can't log it.
It didn't count? So
sometimes you'd go in there for like 15 minutes and like, all right, you know, we're
get back
up,
here.
Ready,
yeah, we got to shoot
like,
another
fuck.
Scene. And you'd just be like,
It'd be like bulimia
of learning.
Man,
you would
still
just have to
do
purge.
Another 15 minutes again. 20 minutes.
You'd have to purge all that knowledge that you just learned the last 15 minutes because it didn't count.
So you, right. But you would seriously, if it was 15 minutes, it was like, hey guys, we got to pick up the shot.
But,
they'd be like, oh,
but first,
so close.
Sometimes
but
first
pull,
to the vomitorium.
They usually try to pull for that extra 5 minutes so they get the 20 because it's only in their best interest. Because if we don't get 3 hours a day,
right.
I think what was it?
If we don't get 3 hours a day,
Geraldine Laybourne got arrested,
you know,
right? That was what happened.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Somebody went to jail.
Yeah, Jerry Laybourne, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were forced.
No big deal, though.
I mean, no one learns anything, right?
My teachers to fail me senior year, and 80% of them complied, but 20% didn't.
Nice.
I had a good guidance counselor that, you know, because there are state laws about how many days kids could physically miss school.
Oh, yeah.
This was
right?
Passed, like, big, yeah. This was passed,
I mean,
back in the cholera epic days. You know what I mean? When kids could, you know.
No, but I mean, it was like a state thing. Like, you know, you couldn't complete eighth grade if you didn't at least go to school
150 out of 180 days. Out of 180.
Yeah. Right.
So was that, I mean, did you all run against that where it was like?
Yeah, yeah. A lot of it was like each, because public schools, you know, like they had, there's a place in New York called PCAs, PCS, which is Professional Children's School. So they're like able to like,
imagine
they take like kids who are actors and they're like, oh, cool, just a bunch of, you know, entertaining kids. Like, let's put them all together in a school and they can, you know, they'll handle everything. So then it's not like a thing. It's like a private school. And also they're making money.
Imagine the end of Fast Times at Ridgemont High, where he's like, Mr. Spicoli, by my calculations, you've taken up 8 hours of my class time. Now I'm going to get it all back.
Mm.
And just imagine.
And that's that.
Imagine Danny, like, yeah, totally high, mm-hmm. making up for all his New Jersey required state time.
That's Is there a movie?
I had more Saturday detentions than when I graduated high school than I did have Saturdays available.
Mm.
Not something you want to brag about.
That's fine. Yeah. I don't care. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that I was tutored and I get done with all my work. I might be done with all my work, like,
humble brag.
You know, no.
It's
not a humble brag.
Was it even humble?
Think about it. Yeah. No, just
don't,
think about it. When you have one-on-one okay. When you have one-on-one tutoring, you learn faster than 1 in 25 or
like,
1 in 30.
Like when Goku and Gohan would go train in the hyperbolic
time
chamber.
He does this all the time.
To get strong to battle Cell.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
I used to watch Dragon Ball
Z. I'm saying every day is a year in the hyperbolic time chamber.
God, still watch?
It's the worst.
Not a long time.
Is it just
up here.
Is there new episodes coming out?
I don't know.
Does anyone care?
I mean, who fucking cares?
I think they have enough.
Movies still come out. Movies come out.
No. Wait, there's Dragon Ball Z movies?
Yeah, movies have come out lately.
Dude, at every...
Is there a real
At every convention that we go to, we see, like,
Battle
you know,
of the
people
Gods.
Selling, like,
there's
everything
new, there's new video
Dragon
games.
Ball Z. Mm. You could fill up this entire room with, like, Dragon Ball Z zines and videos and
zines.
VHSs.
Now, there's a... Mm. That's that... The underworld, the zine world.
Back in my punk rock days.
Do
you guys have a zine?
You wouldn't see Jeremy without a few like staple wounds from making his own zines.
Some people just like fold it in there. You know, they like.
I was lucky enough to get a little underground zine action. In the 90s, surely as.
Of course you did.
When you would turn on a video game from your Genesis, it would say.
Were you wearing your knee-high
Sega,
Doc Martens?
Oh, it didn't work again. I was wearing my 20-hole blue Doc Martens.
He had Doc Martens.
They were not practical.
They're
not practical.
How do you guys feel about white supremacists taking all the Doc Marten love?
They should die.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I feel like that's their look now. There's been a whole thing going around how to spot white supremacists.
Wait, what are you on, like a parent?
No.
Are you on
true?
Like a parent?
Yeah,
this
is not true.
Are you on like a parent Slack group
Pixar
or something? What are you worried about getting?
They have tattoos on their arm.
Danny's in there.
No,
I think
they
should
have an old timey haircut with some pomade in it.
Yeah.
Well, the jokes on
and rebel flags everywhere.
The jokes on them because people of every color, race, creed, and color wear the shoes.
I think
it sucks because they're made in China now as opposed to when they were made before.
The ones I'm wearing right now currently are OG.
For the Patreon subscriber,
For the listener, we are now calling 911 to get Danny.
My leg, guys.
At what cost?
Yeah.
They have to be comfortable,
right? Are they though?
I played basketball on mine.
No.
Yeah.
Come
on the upper east side of Manhattan, where I was the other day.
Do you keep saying
snide? I mean, like,
The first time I was like, maybe it was,
Josh and I looked at each other and like kind of grimaced like, idiot. Mm-hmm. And then you just did it again.
Yeah.
I go through phases.
Yeah. It's very casual the way you sprinkle it in there. Yeah, it seems very natural.
Make me feel.
You must have definite ideas about barbecue.
The way you turn me on.
You know, it's funny.
Turn me on.
You knock me off of my feet. Off
my feet.
Days ago.
No, that's it.
Right?
That's where they
have to end with that.
You took it too far.
All right.
But you clearly have strong beliefs about barbecue.
I actually prefer, I used to always like, tomato, but it's got to be tomato based.
For sure.
But then after having Lexington barbecue in North Carolina, which is vinegar based, I was like,
I'm a vinegar based man.
Yeah.
Wow.
You don't feel as, it's
Carolina
not
Carolina barbecue
heavy.
Is so good.
And dry rub to me is just like sprinkling sand on something.
What if
being forced to eat it?
What if tomatoes and vinegar got together somewhere in the mountain?
That's
got to
exist.
Although it may be.
At what point is it just going to be too runny? I don't know. Yeah.
You just have to cook it longer so it kind of syrupies up.
You think so? It'll syrupy it up.
Am I crazy?
All right. Well, I guess that's in the next adventure. We're gonna sign. We're gonna sign Morona up for a barbecue contest in North Carolina.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Strip to the waist and sporting
an
enormous fake accent.
Jeremy,
like
I'm gonna
Morona.
Pull. Yep. I'm gonna pull Morona.
Wearing Doc Martens.
Write it down.
You know. You know. Yeah.
20 whole Doc Martens from high school.
Write it down, Jeremy.
Yep. Jeremy, do you get that?
I got it.
We've been trying to get some more adventures together. Our adventures have been pretty much Interstate 95 based at this point.
95 you can take forever.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So we're not ruling out Cape Canaveral.
You gave us an adventure. I mean, that's the we did a whole thing on our Austin trip.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
which we used, yeah.
Yeah,
so thanks.
We already used it, so don't talk too much.
But I wanted to get your angle from it since we haven't.
Don't blow it.
Well, what did you can you share what you talked about so I can either say like
you mean you
listen
remember,
to the podcast.
Do you remember what Mike did the last day?
Oh yeah, I'll never forget it.
So let's
I seared into his.
You know that was that was about as bold as they come. It's one thing if you're like with your boys. And you're like, hey, watch this.
It's another thing if you're on a business
trip. Hey, man, watch this. What's it? Redneck's last words? Hey, man, watch this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, is it a spoiler at this point?
No,
or no?
No, no, it's all out.
You know, I couldn't believe, it was all out. yeah.
Mike just keeps looking from side to side.
Yeah, I believe how it went was you're wearing no bottoms or undies or trunks in underneath your towel. And then you stood over my face while I was laying out in the sun, and I saw your nuts.
No, you did.
Yeah,
is that
saw
true?
those little Irish nuts just like hanging. I'm assuming you're Irish.
Here in Ireland.
I'm assuming you're Irish.
From the looks of your genitals.
Looking at those little nuts swinging around.
In Ireland, we just call them nuts, but you can go ahead.
Do you guys remember The Graduate? I feel like that's, in my head, that's how it went, where there's a little light
framed.
Shining through his balls
that's how
as they
framed.
Wave in the wind.
And
Josh,
it was just an Irish
face.
Flag.
Yeah.
You know,
it is very sweet.
Yeah. It was just like an Irish lullaby. Just clanking together.
So Dan, Dan had a hand in my towel, was threatening to rip it away.
Yeah, but and then you got in the pool with the towel.
Underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was
that's right.
Yeah,
the boxers.
You were wearing boxers, but they were boxers that didn't have a button.
I guess I was so scarred by seeing a man's testicles forced in my face that I forgot the boxers in the pool.
You just had no button, man. It was like the flap could have exposed at any time.
And also, we can agree, the clientele there, I mean, it was like...
Yes.
None of us had any business being around those people.
There was that couple that was practicing
pool acrobatic
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was that bachelor party with their...
Bachelorette party.
Yeah. Bachelorette
party. Oh, that was it. The bachelorette party saw your nuts.
Yes.
For real.
Yes, definitely.
Well,
definitely.
I mean,
if you were traumatized by my obviously Irish nuts in a Texas pool, call 1-800.
And let me know who your optometrist is, because damn, you've got good vision.
Yeah, but also the thing that's crazy, it's like, it's not important that those other people saw your nuts. It's
that you guys knew.
The publicist was there.
Yeah, the publicist was there.
Was seeing your nuts. I was seeing your nuts.
The talent coordinator was there.
None of you guys saw.
Like the industry.
None of you saw.
The industry there that was seeing your nuts.
The whole industry has seen my nuts if they watch Slackers. Actually, that was a penis puppeteer.
What's that?
I had a stunt cock for the movie.
You had a stunt cock?
For the movie, yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
That's great.
I don't think Josh ever saw it.
We've talked about the film.
Oh, so we don't need to get into stunt cock.
Josh never saw Slackers, dude. Sorry.
He was 10 years old at the time. You leave him alone.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
We're the same, right?
34?
35.
5. I'm 36. Okay, where are you?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Guys, I'm 42.
Oh, yikes.
Get out, all of you.
Jeremy, why are you crying?
I don't know. You know what I did want to actually really want to talk to you about, and I want to get into the specifics of this, is the...
how you could tell that Mike was Irish, exactly.
Figured that out. The testicles.
Yeah.
No, the mascot thing. You were the official mascot of the Tennessee Volunteers. Is that correct?
This is awesome.
Here we go.
This is cool.
Okay, now, Josh, I'm going to ask you to turn it on.
Okay. you can't see me right now because mascots never...
Yes, they can.
Oh, you can.
Okay, so wait.
Yeah?
Do you need a...
Oh, nice. For the listener.
Oh, he's like, he's summoning Hulk Hogan.
So if you listen to that dead silence, well, that's because mascots,
and if you
want to
see it, go to our Patreon account and
Patreon.com/DannyandMike with
and
the
you can
spelled out.
See this video.
Yeah.
But if you just want to hear it, I'll keep interrupting
you. Yeah, but if a picture's
worth...
Anyway. Oh, boy. So, yeah, I was a mask. You know what? I'm getting out of here.
No.
I'm being made fun of. Listen, you bring me into here.
I'm sorry.
Show me your nuts.
I'm sorry.
Feed me seltzer.
Yeah, feed me seltzer. Listen. I was a college mascot for the University of Tennessee. Competed in a national mascot competition. It's
home
a real
of the
thing.
Vols.
Home of... That's... A lot of people don't know that, especially in the North. It's like, you know, Penn State, Syracuse.
I could name them all.
Yeah, but no one cares about college
Nittany Lions,
here.
Orange.
Nobody really cares.
No one cares.
I can. Just give me one. But, the Demon Deacons.
Oh, yeah.
Of Wake Forest.
Yeah.
Did you get to run out on the field every game?
Yeah, come on. 102,000 people running out on the field. I mean, it was wild. It was so loud you couldn't.
What was the process of obtaining this?
I had to audition.
Tell us about
that. I had 2 weeks left in high school. So I played football, basketball, baseball, ran track. I was in all the school musicals. So I was like, hey, I can combine these two, and I knew I could get.
I can combine these five passions into.
Yes, exactly. And I wasn't very good at any of them. Right, I was like good enough in high school. Right,
it's
like,
but the sum is greater. Thank you. Like Voltron.
Yeah. I mean, I was Danny Zuko in Grease. No big deal.
No big
So I just want to throw that out there. My mom still says I was the best Danny Zuko she's ever seen. Better than John Travolta. And she cries every time she watches Grease on TV. I'm like, Mom, he was significantly better. But she doesn't believe me. So I knew I wasn't going to get an academic scholarship because I went to Tennessee Public School. So I was like, hey, you know what I can do? I can audition to be the mascot and get a full scholarship.
Wow.
Yeah. So
is that true?
It's true.
That's great.
Yeah. So I auditioned and I made it. Wow. And you have to like create a sketch. You have to you do an interview process. You do improv. They give you like, you know, props that you have to like do. They're like, okay. They're like Smokey.
And did you know all that going into it? Have an idea.
All of a sudden, you're from the Great Smoky Mountains.
Sorry, I just threw that like it was a common knowledge. Although
all of
Smokey is one of the best mascots in the country. anyway,
the bear.
It's Smokey. It's not like the Smoky Mountains though, which is really right there for the taking.
Because I was confused.
I know. So Smokey is a blue tick hound dog. And so I was the animated version of Blue Tick Hound Dog. So Tennessee Volunteers, the reason they're called Volunteers because they have a mascot, Davy Crockett, who led the Battle of the Alamo, you know, go Vols. So we had to have an animal mascot. So they brought all these dogs down on the field in like the 50s. This Blue Tick Hound Dog started barking. The guy who owned him said his name was Smokey.
The other dogs ran away. And
yeah, there's like a bulldog. They didn't bark, whatever. Smokey's, yeah.
Get him out.
They're weak.
Harvard's got that one already.
Give me old Smokey. It was actually old Smokey. Then they took off.
Yeah, I was going to say, how long has Smokey been dead?
Well, cloning. We've been able to keep the same Smokey.
Yeah. There's a breeder, so it's the same.
The whole lineage of Smokey?
We're on Smokey. Smokey, I think 9 or 10. Wow. 9 or 10.
Are they? Yeah. I hope they're. It's how much inbreeding is happening at this point?
I mean, it's Tennessee, so you never know. Yeah. No, it's
a three-to-one can't ratio. Walk. Can't walk. Properly.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Your first girlfriend was your cousin. Is that true?
Yep. It sure was.
We just lost Tennessee. Yep. Thank you, Dan.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm just kidding. That's it. Look, all those jokes come. They're,
yeah.
You know,
I get those too from Ohio. I'm just glad you're getting them now and not me. So,
yeah,
thanks.
This is great. Hey, anytime, man.
You should be on the pod every week.
Yeah. So I was a college mascot, competed in a national mascot competition, got second place. One point, I was the second best mascot in the country.
Wow.
Do you go to Worldies after that?
Go to what? Worldies?
Are there world mascot competition?
There aren't worldies. I'm aware of.
Dude, the Japanese have ill mascots.
Yeah, but they.
Have you seen Freaky Fish? From the Chiba Marines?
No.
It's like a big foam fish, and then...
Is that like, not like the Katy Perry, the
not
two
like
sharks?
The, not like not the left the, shark. Yeah, no, yeah. It's like a big, like, fish, and then the the mascot is wearing a skeleton bodysuit and he just jumps out the mouth of the fish and
get out
ejects
here.
Himself. Yes.
But see, at that point,
it's
is that
much.
Jeremy?
To me,
that's not really a
Jeremy. Can I have a fact check?
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a mascot to me.
Chiba,
that doesn't seem like a mascot to me.
Chiba.
Mascot. Yeah, it's entertainment. It's not a mascot.
Oh, man.
It's the same way.
This is an incredible mascot.
It's the same way that God.
It's a gimmick, I think.
What?
Which is
what was yours was energy. Yours
was
enthusiasm.
Was real,
but
it
it's also,
like,
yeah. Because, like, also, like, do they sell merchandise of these? Like, do you squeeze the thing and a little skeleton pops out?
I bet.
Jeremy, see if there's any merchandise.
Save me, Jeremy, please.
Tell me what to search for because I've lost it already.
Chiba, Chiba.
Yeah, oh, this is great podcast.
Marines, Marines. Mascot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So
it's a weird fish.
Do you have any weird, like, you know, stories about having to be Smokey out in like a mall with like kids
or at graduation?
Like, because as a mascot, I'm sure you had to like do those things.
Oh yeah, we had to do 7 to 8 appearances a year. Yeah. I mean, sorry, a year. That's not a lot. Not a lot. No, 7 to 8 appearances a week.
In addition to school,
we had a full scholarship.
Full scholarship.
So I understand.
Right.
Yeah, they can make you dance.
Oh wow. Here's the.
Amazing.
I'm not kidding. Listener,
there's a fish that the mascot's coming out.
I was right.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's the best mascot.
It just seems more of like a gimmick.
It's a gimmick.
Thing, you know, it's not.
Well, you have to see him dance in the field and eject himself from the fish.
But I mean, like, what's the. You know, I'm thinking
what's
about the day to day when they're when he's at the
what's
library.
The end game?
What's his end game?
The seas will rise and swallow all the land, and then the fish will rule. I don't know what you're thinking, man, but position yourself for the future by now.
Kevin Costner, Waterworld.
Word.
Paper. You guys know what I'm talking about. What's that?
Never saw it. Yeah.
Yeah,
never
it's fine. It. That's the
okay. It takes place
it's
on water.
Water. Yeah, yep. It takes place
that's
on water.
That's it. There you go. Movie done.
I don't like sails.
Yep. Okay.
They pull your tail. What'd they do?
Oh, yeah. Like, kids,
they must have abused.
So kids love to, like, you know, they forget that there's a person inside there. So what I used to do, because they like pull your tail.
Hey,
you know,
kids, there's a person inside Smokey.
No, you don't talk. What you do, you grab their wrist. And you just put a ton of pressure so that they know that there's someone much stronger than them inside the suit.
Wow. I love
so,
the...
Being a Tennessee volunteer mascot includes Aikido.
Yep.
Or some other types of training.
And you can behind their neck and push a pressure point and they fall down.
Pass out.
So yeah, so you're kind of... They're like, oh, and you can just see the fear kind of swell up in them because they instantly realize, oh this furry thing is very strong.
So you couldn't
go Vols.
Go Vols.
In conclusion, go Vols.
Yep. I was also mascot for New Jersey Devils.
Oh, is that true?
Did you not know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. New Jersey Devils, NHL hockey.
So were you Smokey all 4 years? Or
yep,
were you
all 4 years.
So did anybody challenge you for
Smokey? Yeah, so I had to audition every year.
I'm saying you have to hold the crown.
Yeah.
You got to hold the crown.
Yep.
And then they didn't say at one point, like in December, it's like, you know, you're looking kind of fat. You know,
when I would mascot, I would lose.
You would sweat all
the time. Yeah, I'd lose so much weight. God. I could eat anything I wanted.
But that's, I'm saying, do they know that and then encourage you to like cut weight at the last second like a fighter?
Oh, like a, they do weigh-ins?
Yeah.
Like a fighter.
Like a fighter. Yeah,
there's always one like,
here's my boy Smokey.
Yeah.
There's almost.
I got a fighter for you.
He's the Rocky Man.
Smokey.
Yeah.
What you gotta do is you gotta get Josh to go to the crystal down the
we
street.
We need speed.
Just keep eating those crystal
greasy.
Oh, yeah. We used to eat crystals now. Crystals. Get a sack full of those bad boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're coasting.
What are you talking about?
Crystals is like, it's
the
like
Southern White
Southern
Castle.
White Castle.
Castle, yeah. And they're significant. Because White Castle does ketchup, right?
It's better. Yeah.
See, crystals only has mustard.
Oh, man. It's like I'm in a different place.
Shout out to White Castle, who now has the Impossible Burger, Veggie Burger.
Shout out to White Castle, which I thought would make a great Zillow filter. If you're just looking for an apartment, you should just be able to put a White Castle filter on your apartment.
Shout out to all the Brooklyn White Castles that no longer exist.
That aren't there no more and are now high-rise apartment buildings.
Oh, yeah. Is there any more that you...
Yeah, probably one out of Atlantic.
Same in Queens.
Is there one in Atlantic? No, that one's gone too. Right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying they're just out of Brooklyn now.
This is like Giuliani kicked out all the porn shops and they all ended up in White Castles. They all ended up in Sunset Park. Everything is in one block that nobody knows about.
Right by the bowling alley with the guy in the tuxedo. Who I don't know if you, have you been to that Sunset Lanes or whatever?
It's like the old.
Yeah.
Right.
There's a guy at the bar who. Wears a tuxedo most of the time. And he's kind of, I guess Tom went in there, buddy. Tom went, and the guy was a real asshole to him.
Wait, which really?
Was Tom, yeah, I guess was Tom wearing
was Tom
a tuxedo
getting a little
too?
Drunk? No, Tom was probably wearing sandals and was immediately like, I'm in a tux serving you beer and you're wearing sandals. Get the fuck out.
Hey, Jesus, go take a hike.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But wait, hold on. I want to go back.
Okay.
We're veering. We're very much veering away from the fact that
now
Josh
you
said that
now
he
you
was,
lost you lost 50 pounds Jesus, of weight on, as the New on, Jersey Devils on. Mascot.
Nope.
You said you lost 50 pounds of water weight.
Yep.
Hey, Mike.
Yep.
Let's just. I just want to hear these fucking stories, man.
These are
stop
great
cutting
stories,
them off.
Yeah,
I'm
I have a lot. I have a lot of. I'm trying to think of any good. Like, yeah, mascotting in Miami was a hot one. We used to get per diem. Like, you know, you get like $150 for food, and as a college kid, you know, you're just like, hell yeah, we're going to not eat and just keep the money. And so we'd also bet each other, you know, it's like, hey, if you do this, I'll give you, you know, one of the cheerleaders was like, hey, if you can wear the fur. So there was Smokey had a couple outfits, right? You had the fur.
Please do tell.
Yeah. So we actually, so you had the kind of classic Smokey look is a long fur. It's, you know, you put on the hands in the hands and the feet, but then you zip up the fur and then you put like a football jersey over it. So that's kind of like
you wear a head.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a dog head.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's fiberglass. There's no fan inside. Wow. The suit weighs about 25 pounds. I think it's like 30, 40 degrees hotter inside.
It all comes back to Dragon Ball Z.
Yep. Oh boy.
Take it easy.
I'm trying.
I can see it. It's swelling up. Yeah. And so that was super hot, but we also had a tux that you could like put on, and then you just the tail goes out the back. So you wear a clip-on tail, is what I'm trying to say.
You're just wearing normal clothes essentially with a clip-on tail and the feet.
Right, feet, hands, and head. Right, and then you just put like so. Really, you can wear whatever you want,
right,
as long as there's a hole for the tail.
One, tail. But one time, a cheerleader bet me.
Oh yeah, so one time a cheerleader said we were in Miami. It was a home game.
Okay,
Miami was afternoon, so it was like a 12 o'clock kickoff. I mean, it was just sizzling. She was like, "If you can run the," because I ran the team out every game. She's like, "If you can run the team out and mascot the first quarter all in the fur, I'll give you all my per diem." And I was like, so, I mean, you know, that's some good, that's $150 on top of the $150 I get. Come on, this is good time money. So I was like, I got this. I ran the team out and I just started hyperventilating. It was so hot. I immediately ran into the locker room. The trainer had to give me electrolytes that she gives the team to like, to make sure, because I started cramping up. I couldn't do it. I could not do it. And I lost 5 pounds that game.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when does the sex happen?
Well, let me just tell you about.
Oh yeah, the,
so you.
They're
so,
around.
So what did you eat?
All the time.
What did you eat now that you lost your per diem?
The action.
Yeah.
You lost your per diem.
Yeah, just electrolytes. That's all.
That was all you ate.
Yeah,
ate,
just
huh?
Yeah.
Pure
sodium.
Pure electrolytes.
Potassium.
Yep, just potassium. Yeah, there was no sex, guys. You know, we
surprising.
There's a but there's a cutout in the suit.
Think about, but think it like. Think
well,
about
there's a whole fetish
your,
for that
think
now.
About your just your most
he was ahead of the game.
Yeah. Think about now people would get handsy with you. Like certain people you could tell like they were into it. So
is
you would go
real?
When
is
yeah you go
real?
Out and yeah you
and
go
you
out
would
the
put
stance. People get a
very
handsy,
strong pressure on their wrist.
Exactly. Which turned them on. They were like, ooh, someone is stronger than me in
backfire.
Yeah, I was like, no. Sorry, that peaks. I know.
No, you're peaking.
Yeah.
You didn't peak.
Yeah,
keep going.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that backfired. Yeah, they were like, ooh, I want someone to dominate. I mean, it's like, you know, when you go to the gym, right? You're on the treadmill. The last thing. It's not like, ooh, here comes Jeremy, red-faced and sweaty as hell. Right, you know, like, right. Let's go fuck. Yeah. You know, it's
oh my God, that guy looks sick. Get out of there.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. He smells.
So it was
we got to go ride a bus back
so
with him
it was
for
more like
2 hours?
Now I understand like why you were so intense about the deodorant and antiperspirant.
Yeah.
Huge.
Oh, so at that time, what was the lifesaver? Axe body spray. You better believe it was a mascot's best friend.
Wow.
I just like... crank up that what was like gold latex, you know, some like weird name.
Stupid name.
Gold latex. What was that?
Yeah, gold latex.
Gross.
That's the insider.
Gold latex.
Yeah. But I used to just man, our just bathe in that stuff.
Do you remember?
It might have affected your brain because this was a you know, like a developing time.
Yeah, that's
college.
True. Yeah, that's true.
Probably no worse than weed or something. Yeah, they say.
Yeah, he's right. No, he's probably right. Yeah. You know, short molecules.
You know, my mascot experience is Beverly Hills Cop. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So there's they're at Disneyland or whatever, and so there's a whole underground.
Which I think
mascots.
I just for the record, I think Disney mascots are just bullshit because they don't really. What do? They're out there in like 40-minute intervals or
bursts,
something.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and
but
then
it's
they like
also hot. What do you do?
Yeah, but what they? But they,
yeah,
they
but
don't.
You're running around. You're shooting.
Yeah, I'm going around the state. I'm like doing
the
t-shirt
guns.
Yeah, come on, give me.
Did you have t-shirt guns?
You have to pack them with powder, with
t-shirt guns,
and cotton wadding.
Did you get a chance to use the t-shirt gun?
There's actually a whole.
Actually used it.
There's actually a whole site. It's called I think it's GameOps.com, but there's just all of like all those things that you're like.
They have thermal
scopes.
Wonder
if you can buy that.
Yeah,
you can buy that.
They have thermal yep. scopes.
Thermal imaging.
Yeah, they have, what do you call it, night vision scopes.
Yep. Night vision scopes.
For night games.
Mm-hmm. Can you get four-wheelers?
Yeah. I used to, my first day as the devil for the New Jersey Devils, they were like, you know, you're from Tennessee, right? You know how to ride a four-wheeler. I was like, psh, yeah. They're like,
oh, shit.
I'd never rode one in my entire life. So they're like, great, we're going to ride a four-wheeler on the ice tonight.
What?
And shoot That's out amazing. T-shirts. And I was like, yeah, it's going to be great.
Donuts?
So all day, I'm like trying to like get a feel for this four-wheeler. I was like, okay, I do know how to drive a clutch. Similar, you know, boo, give a little clutch, little gas. I got this. Kept killing it.
No.
So I was like, great, now I got to get in suit and do this. Keep in mind, first day.
As a devil.
As the devil. It's opening night.
Did you beat a bunch of Jersey guys out to do this? Was it funny, like a shame, because you're from Tennessee?
Funny story. So the guy that beat me in Nationals was Sparty from Michigan State.
Sparty.
Fucking Sparty.
He went on to be the New Jersey Devil.
After you?
No, before me. Then he quit to become a lawyer.
Couldn't take it.
Went to law school.
Couldn't take it, Sparty.
Yeah, he's now a lawyer.
He kept the mohawk, though.
Yep. There was an opening for the Devil's gig. So I knew the guy who was a Nashville Predators mascot. He was a former Smokey. He contacted the guy there who used to be a Carolina Hurricanes mascot.
This is like a whole bunch of mascot dudes sitting there being like,
yeah,
drinking their scotch.
Oh yeah,
being like, oh, remember?
They were like,
days?
They
have those like hand scratchy things, just getting their
exercise,
hands ready.
Exercise.
Yeah. Squishy balls. Call back to it. Yeah, you want.
Okay. Yeah. Somebody screamed outside. You can edit that out. Anyway.
Once again, you someone
picking that up? Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
okay. Doesn't matter. So the guy calls and he says, hey, I have a guy in New York. He used to be a mascot. He's a good one. You guys are looking like you should give him an interview. So I sent my mascot reel, my mascot resume. I had both. And I interviewed.
So like a diorama was.
Yep.
Was your,
yep.
Something from Rushmore.
Like, here's a VHS and a diorama of everything that I could do with sweet little cutouts and your fucking signs
pull
and
on
shit.
The pull on the strings to see see the dances I did.
It was like, it's, you know those, what was the pop-up books?
Oh,
yeah, that's what it was. Okay. You pull this and then like.
Book.
There's a T-shirt that flies out of the gun.
It worked. Your submission was accepted.
And I had three interviews. I had to do like.
Did they pay you for the second callback?
I interviewed. They did not pay me for the second callback.
We got to organize mascots.
Yeah,
we got to organize the mascots. It's time for SAG.
Yep. I interviewed with Lou Lamoriello, who was
that's crazy.
Which I had. Keep in mind, I had no idea what hockey was, who this man was.
Yeah, what is a Lamoriello?
But the way people cowered in front of him, I knew he was important.
Yeah, man.
And he was like, so you won't be the mascot. I don't know. Let's go with it. He's like, you want to be the mascot? What are you? He's like, what do you do? And I was like, I could ice skate. He goes, you know how to ice skate? I was like, yeah, I know how to ice skate. I was like, I mean, I'm not doing triple axles or anything. Keep in mind, I only used to ice skate when I worked at a daycare and when I take the kids ice skating. So I was like, yeah, I mean, I'm no Olympic skater, but I know how to do this.
I have trailed 15 3-year-olds.
Yep. Yeah. And he was like, all right. And he's like, what are you doing in the city? I was like, oh, I do the comedy stuff. He's like, oh, you stand up? I was like, no, I do more, you know, like sketches and improv. He goes, oh, so you sit down. And I was like, yep. And he goes, all right. He goes, well, you can start next week. And that was about as long as the conversation went. Wow. And then I only realized later that he was
again?
Like, he was, he used to make me wear a suit to the office.
Did Spotty say anything about me? Did Spotty say anything about how he left?
Yeah.
He made you wear a suit?
Yeah, I always had, because I had, as part of being the mascot, I was a
Travel with the team, right?
I was a game entertainment, like, assistant on top of, like, being the mascot, so I had to come into the office every day.
I hope that was bonus pay.
Right, you had to go to the office every day, so you're commuting to Newark every day.
Every day? No, it wasn't Newark.
Oh, that's right.
East Rutherford.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, Lord.
Right. But I was living in Harlem, commuting to East Rutherford every day.
Express bus?
New
Jersey Transit?
No, there was like two stops. Yeah, it was like two stops. Anyway. So my first day, I had to ride a four-wheeler out on the ice.
Wow.
I'm back. I'm in the tunnel. And the team's like getting ready to, like, you know, the whole team's behind me. I'm in the tunnel. I'm looking at the ramp, thinking, like, in a full devil costume, like, I've only killed this thing all day long. Keep in mind, I've never drove a four-wheeler, and I've never been on the ice with a four-wheeler. So I was like, all right, okay, I can do this. And I'm like, then the lights are, you know, go down. They're getting ready for the game. The lights are like, go, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Jersey Devil!
He said this, and I quote, because the announcer goes, "Ladies and gentlemen, the devil that never ceases to amaze you, NJ Devil." And like, I was like, here we go. Gave it some clutch, gave it some gas, and killed it. So now I'm just I'm just sitting there, not moving, while there's like nothing happening on the ice. Lights are like going across the ice. The whole team behind me is just like looking at me like, come on, man, we got a game to play. And I finally, I'm panicking. I'm like trying to give it clutch, give it gas. And I finally give it way too much. Now I just fly. I'm like evil flying. Yeah, I'm Evel Knievel right off. Yeah, I'm like, I hit the ramp and ride him in the air. I was like, here we go. And I hit the ice and like, I'm giving it so much gas. Now the wheels are just spinning out. And so now I'm just literally, I'm going nowhere, but the wheels are just kicking up ice everywhere. And I have a t-shirt
destroying
cannon.
The ice
I'm destroying
the
ice. The ice is destroyed. And so then I just start sliding across the ice because I can only control it with the,
Then my t-shirt gun overheats.
Yeah, so now I'm chucking t-shirts with one hand, trying to steer the four-wheeler with
clutch,
the other.
Clutch, brake, and gas.
Yep. And,
oh my God.
And now I just hit the side of the wall, and I just creep along the side of the... the rink, and like people are just banging on the glass, like,
yeah, like fucking devil.
We want spectacle.
Yeah, and they all think it's part of the show, which is the beauty of the mascot, right? Anything you do, if you just
that's
keep,
part of the show.
If you just you're like, you know, chucking t-shirts and getting hype, people are just like, this is all planned.
So Smokey was Smokey. Were you like devil-y or?
Oh, so it's funny.
Old devil.
They couldn't. Here's a fun fact. I wanted to change the name. It was just NJ Devil, and I was like, come on. I was like, what if we do like a fan con?
You had initials, NJ Devil. Like NJ Burkett, our local sportscast newsman.
Well, I don't know who that is, but.
He's on one of the channels.
It's okay.
Okay.
He's not a Cubs affiliate, so.
Yeah, gotcha.
He's not on WGN. He don't know about it.
Yep. Sorry. WGN or you don't watch, fellas.
So you wanted to. Yeah, they hate democracy. They're like, no, we're not going to let the fans name him something.
So they were like, no. I was like, well, can he at least have a number? He didn't have a number. And so now I know then. The instinct is to go 666, but you can't have that. You know, that's like
13.
Nope. Gave him Smokey's old number, 00. And to this day, he's NJ Devil
still
has
double
zero.
Legacy.
Because of you?
Because of me.
Legacy. Come on.
That is
your resume.
That is 100% fact.
Put that on your regular, put that on your mascot resume
so if you're,
and
if you're,
your regular.
We're going to see, well, to, so I mean, for the listener, this will be afterwards, but tonight, the Devils are do or die.
Oh,
They're playing tonight.
Josh,
so he will
you.
Be there.
Josh,
gosh, if we're talking about
you.
This right now and they win, I'll attribute it all to you.
Okay. And if
attribute
they lose,
it all to you. You have to go back to college. You have to pay back. You have to pay back the scholarship.
But you have to go to Michigan State.
I bet you
had a nightmare.
At the end of the day, judgment for the defendant. Thank you, Your Honor. And he takes off a fucking helmet because he still wears the Spartan. Because Sparty still wears the helmet.
He still
in court.
Bleeds. What is it? Green, and
green,
green,
yeah.
And white.
State.
White. Yeah.
Silver. I don't know.
So I have a question.
Oh boy.
I'm just gonna go back to when we were talking about, you know, going to like meet and greets and stuff.
Oh yeah.
The mall. For the Devils, because the Devils are like. You know, North Jersey's Devils, but South Jersey's
and the Trenton,
is Philly and Trenton,
yeah.
Like I know that anytime I'm like driving through,
were you warned to stay at a Flemington?
You don't see like devil's things or anything like that, but some of that, like, it's still the state. Like, you still have to do it.
You're in Philly's country. You know,
you're looking like Flyer fans. Who the fuck are you?
Oh, yeah. Kids cursing you out.
Hi, my name's Nortimer Jenkins Devil. Nortimer Jenkins.
Why don't you go fuck yourself?
Hey.
You know, the obvious. I'm going back to the nickname, but the obvious would be JD, right? Call the Jersey Devil JD.
JD Devil?
New Jersey Devil.
JD?
JD.
Well, then he would be Jack Daniels.
It's actually not bad.
Yeah, it's really good.
You know what?
It's not bad. It's really good.
You're from Ohio.
JD's like...
Slow down, Buckeye.
JD Byrider.
Okay, slow down, Buckeye.
Either Brutus.
Were you feeling undercut by Sly?
Silver Fox.
The New Jersey.
No, I did all his birthday parties. Like, they would do the Nets games, and he would have like the Sly's, you know,
posse.
Yeah, and so we would all like all the local.
He had to do a lot of work, man. He had to actually like.
Oh yeah, he did.
He had to dunk and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I didn't dunk. We did play musical chairs though, and I beat Swoop, the Eagles mascot.
Hell yeah,
Philadelphia Eagles mascot.
What about
that
Jet thing? No, they don't have a mascot.
Oh, actually,
I gotta get my hands on your iPhone, man. You got a Rolodex of characters.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing about New York sports teams, right? Jets, no mascot. Giants, no mascot.
No cheerleaders.
Yankees, no mascot.
No cheerleaders.
Mets, Mr. Met.
The most beloved mascot in sports history.
Classic, you know, you're an ambassador of the program, right? So when Mr. Met flipped off that kid, remember there was like a photo of it?
I love
That's
that.
Why you just, I mean, come
do
on.
It. You can't
don't
do it.
Did he get fired, that guy? Do you know?
Probably. I don't know. I actually used
Not
to know
Not only was
the guy.
He fired, they didn't make it in the playoffs. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, yeah.
On him, he's our...
Speaking of clauses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clauses?
What's that?
Causes.
What's that, JD?
JD is a perfect name.
All right.
Jersey
Devil.
It's fine.
I don't know.
I like Nortimer.
I don't like it.
I like
JD
Nortimer.
Sounds like that.
I don't like
Nortimer Jenkins Devil, attorney at law. I work with Spartman. Spartman and
yeah.
Devil.
Wow. Yep.
So what happened to you? Why didn't you start going to law school?
Yeah, yeah. You handed it off to Big Orange.
Yep. So basically, here... So they moved.
Good question.
Yeah. So they moved to Newark.
Right.
So that seat. So what I was doing when I was the devil.
I got eaten by a bear.
Yep.
Wait, where did you commute to? It wasn't Newark?
What happened?
Before they were in East Rutherford.
Yeah, East Rutherford. Used to commute to East Rutherford. But what I would do, I had to buy a car for the job because I had to go all over the state of New Jersey. And for some reason, I bought a new Hyundai, which was a mistake. Mm. But I used to go drive into the city to do auditions. Like do commercial auditions and then drive back
to Jersey.
So I'm like paying the tolls, paying a parking fee just to like, you know,
wow.
At the time I was like, it's an audition. This could be my big break, you know, not realizing it was like a non-union, like, I don't know, one of those weird like pharmaceutical commercials.
Industrial.
Yep.
I gotcha.
Yeah. And I was like, but this is it. This is how I get discovered. Never booked a one, but I'm paying like, you know, a big hefty fee, but I was still able to do it. Right. However, when they moved to Newark, they started like tightening the ship a little. They're like, Josh, where are you going? And I used to always lie and say, oh, I'm washing the suit or I'm taking the thing. But then when you're gone.
I'm cleaning the fur.
Yeah. I mean, I used to say that. And then it's like you run out of excuses. And then they're like, it took you 3 hours. Huh? You know, and then you're like, cool. Let's just have you stay in the office. And then
part time.
Yeah. So then it got too. Mm-hmm. I couldn't pull it off anymore. I couldn't pull off the one time. I can say this now. I faked a hip injury and missed a game so that I could do a improv show at the pit.
Wow. What I did for love.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So,
geez,
it was an improvised musical. And I was like,
shout out to loving your craft.
Yeah. And so I faked it. And so I actually went to work.
You committed to the bit.
I committed to the bit. I limped the next day at work because I missed the game. Like you don't, there was no mascot at that game.
Right.
And so I limped.
Right,
I limped.
Morale.
Yeah. So I limped. I limped to work, and I even went to like the team like chiropractor because I was like, it might just be like an alignment thing.
I need some stim.
And I actually went through with it. Went to the chiropractor.
He's like, nope, you're good.
Yeah. He was like, no, you're pretty good. He's like, you mind if I get an autograph though? My kids love Devil. I don't know why I made him Southern all of a sudden.
Southern Jersey.
No, they're Flyers fans.
NJD.
So anyway, so it was just like it got to the point where I couldn't. you know, Secret of My Success, that movie Michael J. Fox, where he's like doing two careers. I know it's a deep cut.
He's sure. running back.
But I realize that no one's seen it.
5 out of 90s kids, a little Mrs. Doubtfire at the same restaurant.
Thank
How about
you.
That?
So anyway, so I couldn't keep up with the bit and I ended up just quitting. Mm. Yeah.
Well, and when did you start law school?
I'm still waiting on the test results. So we'll see. What is
online?
What do you got to
get the online?
I'm out. Test results? I don't know. Don't you have to take a test again?
You're out there
pre-test.
Somewhere, yep. Sparty. Yeah. I'll make you pay.
Yeah, so joke's on him and his law career.
Yeah. Judgment is for the defendant.
Do you think he got a phone call being like, who is this guy, Josh, driving all around Who's and spending all my time on this shit? Lou Lamoriello calls him up. Yeah. Like, what the hell?
Dude, Lou Lamoriello spends money for one reason. Lou Lamoriello.
Yep, exactly.
Yep. So how many seasons did you do that?
2 seasons, 05 to 07.
Man.
And so right, the new season in Newark was 08, right. And I didn't. So I went over there with the offices, saw like the whole construction, but never did a game. Never
what if...
I left in, I think, like July 07 or something.
What if Mr. Matt got sick? Could you...
Could you jump in real quick?
Mr. Matt, that guy.
What?
Yeah, I could. Yeah. He doesn't. If you watch it, go to a game. Just watch him.
Just jazz.
He doesn't
hands.
Really. Yeah,
don't
jazz
don't look at Mike and I and say go to a
not,
game.
Yeah. Okay. We go to games.
Yeah.
We
watch
love,
him. You don't
love the Mets.
You watch,
I do
Mr.
watch him. I've been watching Mr. Mets since I was fucking born.
He doesn't really do much.
He doesn't.
Jazz what? Hands.
He does a lot of stuff like walking around, but he does fire the gun off.
I was just going to say, if you haven't done 60 days, if you haven't been to basic training and learned to take apart and put back together the t-shirt gun, you have no.
Right.
You have no dog in this fight. You can't talk about it. So if you haven't walked in the floppy shoes, if you haven't sweated in the fur, then put the t-shirt gun back together blindfolded.
Yep. Underwater, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to know the deep down dirty behind the scenes.
You have one fact
mascots.
Check left. You have one fact check left.
What is the furry mascot crossover? That's my last fact check.
Ooh.
Is, you know, it's like it's bacon. Furries. Bacon is the crossover back to.
Are you talking about furries, like people who like to
dress up,
sleep
and
with?
Yeah,
yeah.
Live as
ever. Were you ever propositioned?
No.
Okay.
Do you think that there's a spray that people spray on mascots to turn them into furries? Like, now you can't get out.
No.
Axe body spray.
But you were immune. It's like they overexposed you.
Yeah,
to
maybe
it.
I put on a little too much.
Yeah.
Now you know. I don't know. Yeah. I just can't imagine wanting, like, honestly, putting on the suit again. Notice I called it a suit.
Mm-hmm.
I have no desire.
Well, speaking of that, we do have a couple options.
Yeah, we do. We have one.
A gingerbread outfit or a wizard.
So, here's the thing.
And also, keep in mind, those, like, shitty ones that everybody's, like, screwing in, those aren't, like, what I would consider mascot suits. Like
those are like costumes.
Yeah,
This is my dream of what Josh said earlier.
Mike's mind.
Well, what Josh said earlier, I'm like, there's a super agent who is playing all of these mascot openings like a fucking puppeteer. He's like, oh, you don't want Sparty? I got orange. You don't want orange? I got the hurricane. I got the Miami hurricane. He's ripe. He's ready to rock.
He's good.
He's going to come up north.
He's young, but he's good.
Yeah,
young,
he's going to rock
good.
Yeah.
He can really use
world.
Those big, he's got those big shoes, you know? He's got a lot of...
You left some big shoes to fill in Newark. Yeah, and,
you'd be surprised, though, at the age... on some of these mascots.
Yeah.
Like the Canucks mascot.
Lifer?
He was this, he was, I think at the time he was like 45 or something. And,
struck by lightning.
Yeah, your body doesn't
terrible
work as 45. 45.
45 for a mascot.
2005.
Like, yeah.
He's probably not the same.
He can't be.
He's
90. Yeah, there's no way.
Still doing
he
it.
Went into the hyperbolic time chamber right after that, so he hasn't aged.
Nice. Wow, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.
So, yeah, what kind of...
plugs do you want to show
there
us?
You go.
Oh, yeah. Man, I just did a solo mascot show. Called Never Talking Costume. That I'm gonna do again.
There you go.
But,
you should definitely.
Yeah,
do
I'm
it
gonna
again.
Do it again.
I saw it and I can vouch for it.
Actually, yesterday he told me, he said I saw that and it was incredible.
Oh yeah,
no bullshit.
That's true.
Thank
from
you,
his
sir.
Mouth.
Do you have
really
you
great.
Have a date and a venue for the next?
I need to figure it out. But in the meantime,
place that
you can
did it. That was great.
Yeah, I know. I might do it the same place. Did the Wild Project Theater. So I might try to do it there again, and then maybe take it on tour. Do a little like Southern.
Nice.
Southern school tour, you know, take it to the big colleges around football season.
You know that the mascots will be there.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you have a built-in audience, like going to women's colleges with the vagina monologues, you know?
Exactly. It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing.
Same script.
Same. It is the same. Actually, I do the vagina monologues and the mascot costume. Yeah. That's it. That's all.
The mascot monologues.
Yep. But yeah, you can check me out, you know.
What's your Twitter and all that?
Twitter is Josh Lay, Insta. That's where I do most of my, like,
yeah, most of my,
I'm not very Twitter active.
He's not very verbose. He's more image driven.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I do like a little, I do a series on Instagram called High Dive, where I go to a high end cocktail bar and a dive bar, see which one's best. Cool. Mr. Tamborelli here did one with me, and
it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we got, pretty Austin'd.
We got pretty Austin'd.
Yeah.
We seem to get Austin'd a lot.
Most times.
Yeah.
We're,
you know what? Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, me too.
Good.
Josh, thank you so much.
Yeah, these are some great stories. And
you also do the video countdown still, right?
Maybe. After, I don't know. When does this air? No, I'm just
soon.
Kidding. Yeah, we do a monthly, my sketch group, Awful DJ. We do a show called the Music Video Comedy Countdown, where we definitively rank every music video ever made.
Yes.
Six videos a show once a month. It's at Three's Brewing. Yeah.
They've been doing it for 27 years.
I was going to say, they're on number 493.
Yep. We have ranked 118 videos.
Wow.
That's good.
Yeah. And the audience decides. We show it, we do commentary, and then the audience ranks them from best to worst.
Very cool.
Yeah. It's not comedy, it's science, guys.
That's right. All right, Bill Nye, nice to see you today. Thanks for stopping in.
Sure.
And, any last parting words, fellas?
This was, I learned a lot.
Yeah. This is the stuff I wanted to dish about.
Yeah. This is a good dish.
I still have fur in my mouth. I don't know why.
Good dish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a good dish.
We're going to record a mini now because it's 4:20.
Mm.
Do you want to hang out and partake with us? Not partake.
Yeah,
with us.
Yeah. I would love to. Yeah. Someone who doesn't smoke, this should be a lot of fun.
We'll have beers.
Okay.
Have
beer? Perfect. Okay.
Perfect. Cool. All right. Thanks so much for tuning in. Check us out on Patreon at patreon.com/DannyandMike.
With the and spelled out.
And then all of our social stuff, you know, all that. Also, stick around after the episode. We'll have some Patreon shout outs for those of you who generously support us, and we appreciate it. And we'll catch everybody later.
And with the and spelled out.
Bye.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by Jeremy Baylor. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the and spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.
Okay, Patreon patrons, this is for you. Thank you so much for your generosity this month. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Couple shout outs. Let's start with Robert Jones. Thanks, Robert. Natalie Jean Bauer. Big shout out. She's a longtime subscriber. Zach Fieldson. Thanks so much. Anthony DeLucia. Thank you. James Tingle. Favorite last name.
Yep. James Tingle. The old Tingle.
Old Brad Sharp. Thank you so much, Brad.
Thank you, Brad.
Brent Griffiths. Big shout out to Brent. Thank you.
Always being a supporter on the tweeters.
That's right. Or Patreon. Dan Wesley. Big shout out. Thank you, Dan. Margaret. Appreciate it. Liz Eileen. Thank you, Liz. Joelle Binzi, which I think I screwed up her name last time.
And did you do it again?
I may have.
Well, we're sorry if we screwed it up again, but blame Jeremy,
that's
not
right.
Me.
Marcus Sousy. Thank you, Marcus.
Thanks, Marcus. Joshua Anderson, thank you so very much.
Thanks, Josh.
Daryl Joyce, also.
Shout out.
Thank you very much for being a Patreon subscriber. We really appreciate it. Jim Harris.
What's up, Jim? Thanks.
Hey, man. Chauncey Friend. God, what a great last name.
What a great first name, man.
Yeah, Chauncey Friend.
I love that.
Yeah, we've given him this. Every time we see it, it's just what it is. You know, what can we do about
for
it?
For the one of the earliest man boob sketches ever was Chauncey
Blowtard. Yeah.
Yep.
Scott Schroeder. Thank you very much,
Scott.
We have a subscriber named Aw.
Wait, let's do it together. Shout out to
Aw. Jared McGrath.
What's up, Jared?
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Be grunge.
Oh, yeah.
I can be grunge.
You
can be grunge.
Yeah,
we can all be grunge.
I used to have the Kurt Cobain hair.
Yeah, both of us did. Yeah, but separate times in our lives.
That's true.
Probably the same age, though.
Because I'm much older than you.
You are so incredibly much older than
me. Moving
on. And 8-Ball Gnosis. Nope, 8-Bit Gnosis. My bad.
Shout out to
8-Bit Gnosis.
What's up? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Liz Hollander.
Liz, what's up? Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much, Liz. You've been a longtime subscriber, and we appreciate it, man. This is a big shout out to our big timers. Okay, Be Waring.
Be Waring. Thank you.
Thank you so very much, Matt Metzler. Matt Metzler.
Thank you, Matt.
What can I say about Matt Metzler that hasn't already been said?
Yeah, we did that. Did that Patreon.
Reeves Moore.
Reeves Moore,
thank you so much for your $5 pledge.
Thanks, Reeves. For $5, really? What do you get for $5? You get
For $5, you get video of the show now audio. And some bonus stuff
shout
and some
out,
fun
like
live episodes that we did. You get some bonus stuff, get some cool music.
Yeah.
You get some.
It's a bad music as well.
What do you mean bad music? Oh, bad. Oh, yeah.
You'll find out.
Yeah.
Just check it out.
You'll definitely find out some bad stuff on there, but it's worth it. Liana, thank you so much.
Liana, thank you.
Joseph D. Marhi.
Joseph, thank you.
Jason Raquinho.
Thanks, Jason.
Raquinho. Raquinho. That sounds like a good vocal exercise warm-up, your last name. I'm going to start using it. I hope you understand how important that is to me as a singer in a band. Shout out to Jounce. Not a Patreon member.
Too bad.
They will be. Live the movies. Live the movies. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nathan Brockman, you're the man.
Thank you, Nathan.
Troy Arden. Troy Arden, thank you so much for donating your hard-earned money for us.
Appreciate it.
Jumpin' Jehoshaphat, so remember that name, too. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Seth Olenek.
What's up, Seth?
Hey, man. Thank you for being an excellent supporter. We really appreciate it.
He gives us six.
He gives us 666.
Which is.
I mean, you can't really beat that. That's a pretty amazing number. Eve Christensen, $20. Thank you so much. That is really excellent. Thank you. Thank you very much. Spencer Lambert, also at 20. Thank you so much for doing that. It really helps us. You see that we've gotten these new cool GoPros so we can, you know, give you guys extra content, and it only happens because you guys are putting your money where our mouths are.
There you go. We'll say that works.
Okay. Yeah, I think that kind of works. Paul Allen.
Man, what can we say about Paul Allen?
Crushing it very much.
Thank you, Paul.
The $50 tier, and that's really, really excellent.
That's right. Which gets you a beautiful session of chatting with the boys.
That's right. We have had a chat.
Yeah. So our private live stream access for 50 a month.
That's true. Yeah. We like speaking for all of you.
Anyone
that did it, we'll get a turn, and we look forward to speaking with you because we enjoy doing that.
That's right.
Well, thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it, and we will make sure to continue shouting you out. It's great. Like, we're really happy that we're able to, you know, give you more videos and do more things, and it really, where all of our schedules are busy and things are hectic, and you guys are keeping us
keeping
together, essentially. You're keeping everything going for us, and we really appreciate it.
And then if you have one of the higher tiers, just keep an eye on your inbox. We'll be sending out information for that. What else you got, Dan? Anything?
No, that's it. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and
we'll see you on the next
one. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Seltzer Kings
Podcasts.